Today, we have some exciting updates from AMD that are sure to pique the interest of developers and engineers working with GPUs and machine learning workloads. First up, AMD has introduced a new GPU target to the AMD GPU LLVM codebase, the GFX 1170, also known as RDNA4M. We'll dive into the implications of this new target and what it means for future APU SoC developments. Next, we'll explore AMD's open source firmware initiatives, particularly their OpenSIL project aimed at enhancing confidential computing. This effort is gaining traction as AMD pushes for more open source solutions in a space traditionally dominated by proprietary systems. Finally, we'll take a brief look at a unique custom GPU backplate from Sapphire, which showcases the creative side of the AMD community. Let's get started. GFX 1170, a new era for AMD GPUs. AMD's introduction of the GFX 1170 target to the AMD GPU LLVM is a significant development in the GPU landscape. This new target is being referred to as RDNA4M, which is interesting given that RDNA4 was previously associated with the GFX 12 series, while RDNA3 corresponds to GFX 11. The naming convention here may suggest a marketing strategy, but it also hints at potentially meaningful architectural changes. GFX 1170 appears to be a refresh of the RDNA3 architecture, specifically targeting APUs and SoCs. This is particularly intriguing because it indicates that AMD is not just incrementally updating their GPU offerings, but is instead preparing for more substantial changes within the RDNA family. The addition of features like SALA float insts and DPSRC1 SGPR enhances the instruction set architecture, ISA, of the GFX 1170, providing more flexibility for developers working on performance-critical applications. Moreover, the introduction of new FP8 and BF8 conversion instructions is particularly noteworthy. These formats are becoming increasingly relevant in machine learning and AI workloads due to their ability to provide a balance between computational efficiency and precision. FP8, for instance, allows for faster processing times while still maintaining a level of accuracy suitable for many AI applications. This addition could significantly enhance the performance of GPU-accelerated machine learning tasks, making AMD's offerings more competitive in the rapidly evolving AI landscape. Advancements in open-source firmware. AMD OpenSIL switching gears. Let's talk about AMD's open-source firmware initiatives, particularly the OpenSIL project that aims to replace the traditional AGESA firmware with a more open and flexible solution. During a recent presentation at FOSDEM, engineers from 3MDeb discussed the progress they've made in adapting OpenSIL for AMD's EPYC processors. The OpenSIL initiative is particularly crucial as it aligns with the growing demand for transparency and security in computing environments. By moving towards open source firmware, AMD not only enhances the security of their systems, but also provides developers with the tools they need to customize and optimize their computing environments. Currently, the team at 3MDeb is working on proof of concept implementations for the Zen 4 and Zen 5 architectures. They've successfully booted the Gigabyte MZ33 AR1 AMD EPYC 9000 Turin motherboard using Core Boot and OpenSIL, which is a significant milestone. This motherboard is now a viable option for those interested in open source firmware, which is a refreshing alternative to proprietary solutions. Additionally, the focus on secure encrypted virtualization through SEVSNEP, secure encrypted virtualization, secure nested paging, is a game changer for confidential computing. This feature is essential for enterprises looking to safeguard sensitive data while leveraging cloud infrastructure. The upcoming plans to upstream support for Core Boot and OpenBMC will further solidify the capabilities of AMD's open source firmware solutions. NASH Community Spotlight, Sapphire Pulse Custom Backplate. Before we wrap up, I want to highlight a creative initiative from the AMD community. A custom backplate for the Sapphire Pulse graphics card has been designed, featuring a unique Kasane Tato edition. While this may not be a technical development, it showcases the vibrant community around AMD products. Enthusiasts are not just using the hardware, but are also customizing it to reflect their personalities and interests. This kind of engagement is vital for the ecosystem, as it fosters a sense of belonging and encourages innovation among users. Closing thoughts. In summary, AMD is making significant strides with the introduction of the GFX 70 target, which promises to enhance the capabilities of their GPUs for AI and machine learning workloads. Their commitment to open-source firmware through the OpenSIL initiative is paving the way for more secure and customizable computing environments. Lastly, the community's creative endeavors remind us of the passion that drives this industry forward. As we look ahead, it will be fascinating to see how these developments unfold and how they will shape the future of GPU computing and AI workloads. Stay tuned for more updates, and as always, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AMD technology.